Radio.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Dan, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
City's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT season premiere, CBS Tonight.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high days continues on Thursday and Friday. After that, I think we're done with records. The drought continues to worsen, but there's better news on the way. Hang on. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Friday, highs in the upper 90s each day. Still dry. Lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot. High 94. Rain chances, we'll put it at 15%, so not zero. And then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. That's a little better. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a cold front moves through the state. And that delivers some much nicer air as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. A big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the biggest bang for the buck when you do food stamps and unemployment insurance.
Nancy Pelosi is an uber liberal hag with a Botox face and a Joker smile and a pantsuit from a drag queen. She was a speaker of the House until one day. Voter said, hell no, she's gotta go, and they tossed her in the bay. Oh, Nancy sure was a is a washed-up demo.
sack of monkey she is. You know, kids, one day you'll understand the debt she and Barack Obama saddled you with. And I hope you never get sick, because some pencil-pushing government geek will get to decide if you live or die. And that just frosts my...
She led the Dems right off the edge with every liberal vote. And now she's out of power and her party just got smoked.
Oh, hey, man. Like, I thought Proposition 19 failed, man. Uh-huh. Dude, it must be lit. Nancy looks hot.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi is so empty in the head that she wouldn't know if you struck a blow and left her there for dead. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump.
She smells like yellow snow.
Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump. Nancy's gotta go.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, the Wednesday edition. I'm your gracious. I would probably be very well behaved today because Rosie's here, and so is Jacqueline Tomlinson.
And here they are.
And David Woods will be joining us.
Please clap.
I just posted a...
You all right?
Bless you.
I don't know if that was a sneeze or a cough.
I think it was a combo.
It was liquid getting caught in the windpipe or something.
Well, that does not sound healthy.
No, you know what's not healthy today? The stock market. But who could have confidence in the future when you have the... asshat convention going on in Congress. Before I get off on tangents galore...
Who's ready?
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
This hour's name in the name game is Morgan McCants. Morgan McCants. You have till 4 o'clock to call 396-5477 and make yourself eligible to win. Really cool prize, a one-hour relaxation massage every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Great spoilage. That's Morgan McCants. Call 396-5477. So you have a chance to win that. David Woods joining us at 4. What I was trying to yak up there a moment ago was the news that I have a thread on Facebook.
A threat?
A thread. No threats.
Oh,
no,
we don't. Thread.
No.
I was like, is it credible? But no, okay.
If you have a question you would like us to ask David Woods, post it there. I generally prefer to do it that way.
Yeah.
Because what happens, and I've heard this, I heard it happen on Mark Will's show, it's happened on my show. Oftentimes when Jeff Sessions is here, way in the past, most callers are fine, but we get the idea is to ask a question, not give a lecture.
Right.
To the person sitting here. So we'll be happy to ask it.
Yeah, I can't believe what some people call in and say.
Well, and some people, I think, because they can hide behind a telephone, mm-hmm. sometimes they're a little nasty, and that's unnecessary.
The telephone to the talk show has been replaced by the comments section on social media.
Absolutely.
It is it's the haven for bullies.
Mm-hmm.
I read stuff. I most of the time now, I just skip the comments because I know it's going to depress me. I'm going to see human behavior. It's really pathetic, and I just choose not to go there. So yesterday, I stopped to get some vanilla pudding for Emily Hayes because she's got dietary needs at the moment.
Yay, fun!
And as I was checking out, I used to do Tabloid Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Every Tuesday, I'd have the Inquirer and the Globe, which I have been written in twice.
The Globe. Wow.
Yeah, I've been in the Globe a couple of times in my illustrious career. Because the cover story says Bill Clinton, months to live.
Do tell.
Of course, they could put my face there and say months
no,
to live.
No, they
stop
can't,
it.
Greg.
That would not be accurate.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate the support for my non-death. That's kind of both of you. But So, well, let's see what's going on here, because you know what? This is more authentic than the New York Times or Washington Post or any of the rest of them that have become nothing more than a loudmouth, arrogant, disgusting
circus.
Well, I was going to use a word with circle, but I won't in the presence of...
I don't think you're allowed to say that on the radio.
Circle jerk?
Oh, I guess you can say that.
Media, because that's what they do. They live in their own little echo chamber, and they're all like, you said it, so I'll say it. And I said, I heard a montage of the word impeachment today that was mind-boggling. That's all they want to do. That's all they have on their mind. And if I read the rules correctly, Trump would probably benefit. Because if Congress impeaches and it goes to trial in the Senate, mm-hmm. the president can call anybody he wants mm-hmm. to witness. Mm-hmm. He could bring in Obama. He could bring in all the people that launched the Russian collusion probe. You could put Biden and his son and everybody else that's got any related connection to all of this garbage they've been throwing up and compel them under oath to answer or face jail for perjury. And I know what they're trying to do. The media is like, and you may experience this as a mom, is like a three-year-old that's just going to scream and cry and make racket until mommy gives in.
Yes.
And does what? Because that's exactly what I see. It's immature. The longer this goes on, the louder it gets, and the more of this stuff they keep throwing up there, Trump's campaign war chest is exploding.
Mm-hmm.
It is filling like a... I need a good metaphor here. It is filling like a...
I got nothing.
Me either.
It is filling like Emily's pudding cup. To
overflowing.
We're
assuming that's to overflowing.
Yeah.
His war chest is overflowing.
Because the people that are sick of this, they have lives to lead. They got families to raise. They got jobs to go to. They don't have time to do what the professional left does, which is, you know, haunt the comment sections and raise all of this crap up. So they respond by making donations. That's the fastest way they can, and easiest way to say, I'm on your side.
I just don't understand why it's still ongoing. I mean, I feel like there's nothing there, so why are we still talking about it? Like, why is this still an issue? Why are we still on this witch hunt?
But, you know...
I posted a thing, one of those memes.
A meme.
We do not need tax records of millionaires who became politicians. We need tax records of politicians who became millionaires. I couldn't agree more. And there's way too many of them, and on both sides. In fact, some Republican congressmen just had to resign for insider trading. But mm-hmm. it's amazing how wealthy they get making $175,000 a year.
Right.
Well, I mean, it is kind of an easy setup. They know what laws are likely to get passed and how they're going to impact certain businesses, so you direct a little investment money here and there before you know it adds up. Like Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters.
I don't think she was a self-made millionaire before she got into politics.
I got nothing for her.
She was a self-made
rectum,
but that's that's another topic for another day.
Greg Smokinotis called to tell you that it's like filling a rain barrel in a monsoon.
Okay.
Like filling a rain barrel.
I'm usually right there with metaphors. I write them in my magazine column, which is out, by the way, for the month of October.
I know, but I think that you're preoccupied with the globe over there that you're frantically flipping through.
Well, should we find out why Bill Clinton?
Yeah, I'm curious because yes. I was going to ask you, like, hey, turn it over. I want to read this.
Ravaged by I got to clean my glasses. Do you have any of those things? Yeah, I always throw a hand.
This is live radio.
This is live right here.
You get the crackling and everything else.
I don't think too many people listening right now are going, oh, what a surprise.
Greg has to clean his glasses.
And I found a nice fat bomb. I can have one of those. Let's see.
That bag is so stressful.
It is.
It's just a disarray.
I need a new sack. That's a Huey Lewis song, right?
Bag is in a complete disarray over here.
All right, I'll have to clean it on my shirt. By the way, we're going to Baumhauer's tonight, and we're going to fate, as in F-E-T-E, Jeff Balocki, because he is moving on to a new career in Georgia. And we want to wish him well. This is his second go-around with the Blue Water family. Good guy. So we will have cake.
Cake
to honor Mr. Balocki. All right, ravaged by a bum ticker.
Ravaged by a bum ticker.
And crippling Parkinson's disease, Bill Clinton has wasted to a terrifyingly frail 137 pounds. He has looked really thin.
He has Parkinson's?
I didn't know he had Parkinson's
This
either.
Is the Globe.
The Globe, they're the first, it's breaking news.
Medical experts and friends fear the former president is dying, exclamation point. Sources say the 6'2", 73-year-old political icon who weighed 265 pounds in 2013 is so feeble he's become a walking skeleton and predict he could kick the bucket in a matter of months.
Okay, so I Googled it, and apparently all the way back in 2013, people were reporting because he had like a hand tremor that there were suspicions that he had Parkinson's disease.
If I was married to Hillary, I would have the shakes too.
But then it became an issue again back in 2016 during the Democratic National Convention. People had the same rumors about him with this tremor, and then he was speaking differently.
Insiders say the former Arkansas governor's shakes and tremors, signs of Parkinson's, have gotten worse and his memory is a mess. We really need to see if we can get Bill to stop by infusion. Try that Iasis. Because that stuff has worked with people with neurological conditions.
He probably is willing himself to death, Greg. He's married to Hillary.
That woman could make a telephone pole go limp. A medical expert who warns a sudden heart attack triggered by the stress from the possibility of facing an inquiry in the Jeffrey Epstein sex perv scandal is more a real dangerous possibility, while the former... Haven't heard much about old Jeff Epstein since he accidentally died in custody. The easiest suicide to predict in American history. And it still happened. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that frightening, too, in a way?
Yeah, it's extremely frightening.
Everybody knew that was going to happen, and it did. While the former commander-in-chief has denied he has Parkinson's, a Clinton confidant says he's showing all the signs, including tremors, unsteady gait, memory lapses, and the alarming... weight loss. Lifespan expert Dr. Gabe Merkin, you've heard of old Doc Gabe, right? Neither have I. Calls the gravel voice politico's plunging weight very disturbing, a warning of the very serious progression of Parkinson's when the immune system begins attacking the body the same way it attacks germs. The greater the weight loss, the more life-shortening Parkinson's can be.
So, presidential fun facts. Heaviest president, who do you think?
William Howard Taft, 310 pounds.
Yes.
And I've been to his grave. It's the widest one in Arlington.
The lightest
president. Not whitest.
The lightest president. Who do you think it was?
Pierce.
James Madison. Weighing
5'4".
Weighing in at 100 pounds even.
Wow. 100 pounds?
Average weight of presidents, 182 pounds.
Well, W kept himself in pretty good shape. And, you know... The guy that followed him.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
That's my favorite clip.
He was on a special diet.
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
He weighed in at 180 pounds.
Yeah.
2 pounds below average.
So at the price of BS, what would he be worth? Just asking for a friend.
Well, unfortunately for Bill, his lifestyle would... you know, dictate many of the things that he is dealing with now.
Well, you could say on one hand that his lifestyle, his lusty ways, I mean, that exercise may have helped
him. I was going to say, that's
him.
A lot of cardio.
A lot of cardio. But on the other hand...
But the drugs.
Yeah. Well, he didn't inhale.
Remember that?
Yeah. He just like did he did that. Not have sexual intercourse with that woman.
Right. Right.
That also was a lie.
So that was the story that got me to waste. How much on this? How much do they want for this? These used to be 50 cents.
How much are they now? Let me see this globe. Hand it over.
It's $5.99.
Find an interesting
Shut
story.
Up.
I got to take our first
$99.
Break.
Yesterday, I personally experienced the value of a Clark's Club membership. I mean, I have been telling and suggesting that to you for many years. But I had the power inventory done by Alabama Power and Light yesterday, and they found something in the AC I did not know. Because of the dryness, little tiny grass clippings had clogged the outside coil, so that it was not getting the intake of air it should, so therefore it had to run more frequently, and that was a major cause of enormous power bills. So I called Clark's, and within an hour, they had a technician out to clean that thing, and then they found a couple of other areas to address inside the house that will help make it even more efficient. That's what you want when they're, I mean, we had AC, but it was working almost all day and all night, and that's not good if you want to keep your electric costs to a minimum. And yesterday when I got home, the interesting thing was, did you hear anything? No. It was off. It wasn't running because it didn't need to be. And the silence was it was a gift. The house sounded really quiet without the AC running. It's kind of an ambient sound, but you know. So, and their folks are just so terrific. They know what they're doing. They are eager to get the task done. And when you're a member, you get 24/7 priority urgent care service. Call them at 277-2125. Their plumbers can do everything but dance. Well, maybe some of them can. They're great, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125, visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly, have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door, repair any items that you've put off, present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Thank you for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros. Backed for life, today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required, typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
We're not going to start reading, we're going to start singing. The good news is there's no evidence that not eating red meat is healthy in any existential way. Go-Go's, 328.
I love eating porterhouse and beef, filet mignon, tenderloin and veal. Studies say we can eat a steak and hamburgers are fine. I'm eating red meat, Yeah, let's eat it!
There you go. That's the good news today. Red meat, you're okay. It's not eating it. If you've been depriving yourself of red meat for some, there's a huge study that came out that said there's really no evidence that there's any direct benefit. So that's good. I thought that was good news.
Great news.
Just a little note of frustration today. I need to buy a new laptop, and I'll be the first to admit that I go through them because I'm not really, I've never spilled on one. But I think if they came and took the one I've had for the last few years apart, they would find a lot of cigarette ash in between the keys.
You smoke?
Occasionally. Very rarely I smoke.
B-S-B-S-B-S. Say it isn't so.
Well, I can't take drugs, so there's a lot of...
I mean, you can, but you shouldn't.
Right.
There's so, a difference.
The need to get a new one, and it's something I can write off on taxes, because the number keys wouldn't work. Or the at, you know, if you push the shift down, you need the at sign to make an email address and stuff. They all stopped working.
It sounds like you need a new computer.
I was pouring alcohol along the numbers to dislodge the dirt and the muck in there, and it would work briefly, and then it would stop. But here's the problem I had today. So Costco has
this is ridiculous.
Has this big thing that started today, and I found a Dell with a backlit keyboard, which is
must. Fancy pants.
Because I do a lot of computer work in the dark. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to ask
Rephrase
any questions.
That,
we're just going to leave. I'm not going there.
Here's the thing. To order this computer at this great price, I had to put in all these numbers, so I'm pounding the keyboard, and then you got to create a new password. That's the wrong password because I can never remember. And it's in my current magazine column how I say, I'll remember that. And then the next time I got to go to that site, it's not the password I thought it was. So I finally surrendered after about 40 minutes of alcohol, not ingesting it, alcohol on the keyboard, using one of those air cans that startles.
Oh, yeah.
They startle the crap out of the dog. Yeah. So I just do it when I get here. And just in the time of that last break, I was able to...
Did you order it?
Look at this.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at that. It's a great price,
wow.
too.
All right, scroll up. Let me see this.
It's this one here. It's
nice.
Yeah.
That's
$4.99,
nice
$3.79 after $120 off. So...
Do it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to apply. I already have that. I just need to pay for it.
Good job.
Yeah.
That means you're going to start writing your book now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to check back with you next week and see how chapter one's going.
With stories like how I got to know Jay Quellen and Dana Delk.
I know. Poor Dana's not here today. She's work happens. She's in trial up in Birmingham today.
Well, I mean, it's got to be reassuring to know that those
that we actually work.
Or maybe... the priorities are good.
That we actually do have cases. We're not just here all the time.
And you did a phenomenal job on Monday filling in for Emily. Thank you. That was great. And how was it to be so close to Rich?
Oh, little Rich. He was right here. He was so close.
We took a picture.
And little Jay was here.
Well, I know.
Yeah, she said, I feel like I'm in the middle of an adorable sandwich.
I heard that.
Sweetest.
So he took a photo.
Sweetest little guys.
Let's see how we're doing with our thread, our Facebook thread.
Has anybody asked any questions? Do I need to go on there and post a question?
Let's see what we got. Oh, we're getting...
some questions.
It's not that I don't have questions of my own, but I would like to ask what you want asked, too. And yes, of course, you'll be here, so you're welcome to ask a question,
what
too.
What do people want to know?
Well, then I need to start thinking of a good question.
We all live in the city. Mm-hmm. I have a property in the city, and I'm very concerned. One of the things that troubles me is that this booming economy, which the Democrats are hell-bent for leather on destroying, this booming economy has bypassed Montgomery in certain ways.
Yeah.
It's certainly, I mean, we're hearing about new housing starts and all these great numbers, yet real estate values here have not recovered from the 2008 crash.
Well, and what I don't understand is, and maybe one of the listeners out there can help me because this is not my expertise, but, you know, they've just built a new area over by Costco in East Chase where they're putting another Burlington and another Best Buy. Why? Why are we building new infrastructure for buildings that already exist and we're moving things more out east, but then we have all these abandoned buildings and all these abandoned locations?
Well, that's what the Eastern Boulevard is going
to
be.
And I just don't understand, like, what's the plan to revitalize these buildings that are sitting there vacant that are nothing but eyesores?
That's a good question.
I mean, that's not my question for Mr. Woods, but I'm just curious.
I think it's an excellent question because I live in Midtown. And a lot of those buildings are right there on the Eastern Bypass.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they're eyesores. You know, when I drive down the boulevard and I look at all of these abandoned Walmarts and these abandoned grocery stores, and I'm thinking, what about tax benefits or incentives for businesses to come into those buildings and use already existing infrastructure instead of taking up the little bit of greenery we have left in the city? Why are we building new when we already have existing? I mean, this is not my expertise, like I said. It's just being a citizen.
No, I think that's an excellent question.
Just living
we're
here.
All that. I'm no political expert. I'm just going to ask him, hey, I'm very disappointed. A house I bought in 2008 doesn't even come close to what I paid for it. And it's in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's a nice house with a lot of improvements, many of which are made by Georgia Floors Direct, because I got to do their message right now. Georgia Floors Direct just assumed the... existing inventory of a company that went out of business, and they have an unbelievable number of remnants, room-sized remnants, that you can pick up for as low as $5 a square yard installed. This is the time to buy. If you got a room or two you'd like to snazz up for the holidays, go see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers. They stopped by last week, and they are so good at not only knowing what's in-house and to direct your visit, to focus your visit, not waste your time, but to find what you want in your budget, then arrange installation with the team they've built. So from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. You get the wholesale price, you get the best installation anywhere, and it's them from beginning to end. If you buy carpeting at some other place that doesn't have those relationships, you get an 800 number to call when you're unhappy or your flooring is warped. Ain't gonna happen with Georgia Floors Direct. 1965 Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's. Before we go to traffic, let's talk to Red Top real quick.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what the deal is about all the empty buildings and all the commercial properties being developed. The developers around here have got the county commission and the city planners by the you-know-what. And they will do anything these developers say at the expense of not maintaining infrastructure on other parts of the city and all that. You're right. They're building all this development out of East Chase. There's nothing out there. There's no more new housing going in. This is just big multi-million dollar or billion dollar developers and companies coming in. The city can't say no to them no more than they can say no to Walmart. They let Walmart build all of them they wanted to in Montgomery. And it ran a lot of damn people out of business, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the city commission and the city council. There's no repercussions to developing a property and just let it go down to blight.
But here's what I don't understand. Like, what type of kickback are they getting then? Like, why do they allow this? This is their community, too.
Well, they have the laws written to benefit them, not us.
Right. But I mean, like, they should care. You should care what your community looks like, and you should care about these empty buildings that are just sitting there that are eyesores on our city.
That is truly a very beautiful way to put it, but these guys are greedy. They don't give a damn about a beautiful way to put it in the right thing. They're just there to make money, babe.
That's so ridiculous.
Let's get real with things. I hate to say it, but
I'm
that's
I'm going to be on the city commission.
Please do. Thank you so much, folks.
No, thank you.
Appreciate the call. We'll be right back. It's 3:39.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Checking the roadways for you this afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we have a great report this time. We are accident-free everywhere, and that is great news. See, you're making me smile right here on this Wednesday afternoon. Slow down, watch your neighbor in the other lane, and take it easy. If we have any accidents pop up, we'll let you know about them. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. And I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Selma City offices are closed because of an employee sick out today. Mayor Dario Melton says employees in a number of departments took today off because they want better wages, additional equipment, and more staff. He's urging city council members to meet workers' demands. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy, Montgomery's first and only charter school. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign following a meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Students and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each fraternity to go over the new member process. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high days continues on Thursday and Friday. After that, I think we're done with records. The drought continues to worsen, but there's better news on the way. Hang on. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Friday, highs in the upper 90s each day. Still dry. Lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot. High 94. Rain chances, we'll put it at 15%, so not zero. And then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. That's a little better. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a cold front moves through the state, and that delivers some much nicer air as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. A big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
Asking you'll receive, I had a couple of possibilities for this feature, but thanks to Rosie and Jacqueline Tomlinson, our sidekick this afternoon, about Lead Academy. Montgomery's first charter school, this would be something we could ask David Woods about. It's been, according to, what's the source in this?
That's, I believe it's the Alabama Political Reporter.
Yes, it is. It's just that their web address, my prescriptions have bigger type than this. Drugs in big letters you must take. And this is distressing because we saw charter schools as a way maybe we could make sure that kids who are smart and want to get educated, whose parents can't afford private schools, will have a shot to learn in an atmosphere that doesn't include fear. Because when a kid's first goal at school is to survive the day, they're not going to learn much. And that's the tragedy of our public school system here and around the country. It's been a chaotic mess since it opened less than 6 weeks ago, with staffing shortages leaving more than 70 students crammed into one class, angry teachers left without necessary supplies, student shortages threatening the school, extensive discipline issues, and an ongoing fight between staff and the lead board over a strange contract that faculty members are being forced to sign several weeks after the school has started, according to numerous lead teachers and employees who spoke with the Alabama Reporter. Most of the issues have remained internal, with few details leaking outside of the walls of the school. See, we went through this a long time ago with Lee High School. It's not a charter school. But we had students who were so frustrated with the lack of interest in the reality inside that school, they called us. They came to the studio.
Wow.
and went on the air and said, the public needs to know what's happening in our school. Food fights, not friendly little cupcake tosses, but vicious food fights.
I remember the videos of those leaking.
Teachers being confronted. This would have never occurred to me in a million years to not only be smart with a teacher, but to threaten them.
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy that used to teach at Lee who had his tire slashed, you know, works in Tallahassee. So they keep a closed door on this, but ultimately, what kind of a school board do we have? And well, one of the questions waiting for David Woods is, what power does he have to change it?
What's the deal? And I'll say this. I deal with the juvenile community quite a bit as a guardian ad litem here in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say this to the listeners. You are being naive if you think that elementary school and middle school kids are not behaving in this type of behavior, because they are. I see kids that are very young behaving in very violent, horrific things, and that are engaging in sexual activity. And the parents are saying, no, 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 not in middle school this isn't happening. Not in elementary school this is happening. Yes, yes it is. And the sooner you open your eyes and you deal with the issue will start to cure itself. But when you keep turning a blind eye to it and say, you know, fourth and fifth graders don't do this, yes, they do.
Yes, and it's not just here.
No, it's everywhere.
In Cooper City, west of Fort Lauderdale. It wasn't the high school where they were having problems with students having sex on the premises, drugs. It was the middle school.
Yeah.
Where all of this was going on. And even the faculty and many parents were naive to it.
I think it's one of those things, too, like we've discussed previously on the shows, where parents are no longer holding their children accountable for their behavior. They're blaming the administration. They're blaming teachers. It needs to be a 180, and it starts at home. And you need to realize if your kids are behaving one way at home, they're probably even worse when you're not around.
If we were disciplined at school, I got caught faking a pass for a girl I was interested in, and they caught me, and I got suspended for 3 days. That was embarrassing enough because I was a class officer, editor of school paper.
Right, but nowadays nothing embarrasses these people because there's no repercussions.
Well, the worst part of it was, how am I going to tell my parents?
Well, and you know, it starts, like I said, I spent a lot of time out at Airbase on juvenile stuff, and there's no repercussions for bad behavior. It's like there's a point system, and if your kids don't have enough points, then there's nothing they do about it. And it's like we just keep putting, there's no rehabilitation, there's no fix for this. We just keep putting the kids back in the streets, back in the system. You know, oh, your kid's breaking into cars 1 week. Well, then what happens when they're getting in shootings the next week? Because we're not doing anything about it.
And you can't,
it's a slap on the wrist.
You can't legislate family values, but there's been a serious shift in that regard. And that's got to change. Josh and Randy, I'm going to come right back to the phone after we finish this break. Don't forget, Mr. Electric is there for installations, repairs, service, the very best master certified electricians. Visit MrElectric.com or call 245-1566. Upfront pricing, specific on-time appointments, and the best service and most professional service you'll get anywhere. Make them your go-to electricians. Mr. Electric.
Mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, Damen und Herren,
yes.
From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues... May I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
I guess that's me. We have a thread getting ready for David Woods to join us at 4. Questions you may want asked. Jacqueline Tomlinson is here. Rosie is here. And we have a couple of calls, so we're going to take these. We need to be kind of efficient, though, because time is getting away from me. So we'll start with Josh.
Hey, Greg. I love the show. Listen every day.
Appreciate that.
And I was just calling about the Best Buy and the Burlington issue.
Yes.
I know Red has his opinions, but I was we had the situation. What's going on is, like, especially with Best Buys, these people, if you look outside the board and it says who owns the building or to lease the building, if you call them, you can get the answers because they'll tell you you got to have a 10-year lease, and the lease came up for Best Buy, and they wanted a 10-year lease, if not longer. The price was going up, a 10-year lease, and they want to remodel the complex area, you know, to pave the road, to asphalt the parking and everything. And it's cheaper, instead of doing that, just to build somewhere else. You get incentives, they help you. And we had the same problem in Wetumpka. We had a building, and they come in, somebody else bought out our lease. They come in and said, if you don't sign a 10-year lease, you have to leave. And so we looked at the cost of what it was being raised, and for us, it was cheaper just to buy a building in the long run, just go and build a building than it was to go 10 years. And I know that's what happened there with Best Buys. I'm not sure with Burlington, but a lot of places, if you just ride down the road, call the number on the sign out front and say, hey, how can Delkin Tomlinson buy this building? And they're going to, or how can we rent it? And they're going to tell you, we need 10, 15-year lease. We need this much money up front. And a lot of companies just aren't doing it. It's cheaper to go somewhere else.
I
than
appreciate
to stay
it,
in an
Josh.
Old, outdated.
I am tired of time. Thank you. I got a note from my friend Ray, who's in the business world. He says, some of these buildings are owned by out-of-state companies. I know several businesses moved due to roofs leaking and other structural issues. They could get repaired. They couldn't get repaired, I guess. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, rent negotiations don't happen. Greedy landlords.
Right, but how do we fix the eyesores? I mean, I understand why. I get it. But, I mean, how do we fix the fact that our city is now moving more and more east and we're leaving
all these... We're going to be in Georgia.
We're leaving all these vacant buildings. When you drive down the boulevard, it's going to be a ghost town.
And I got news for you. This could happen to Taylor Road or Vaughan Road.
Yeah, it will happen if we keep doing what we're doing.
Because the problems don't get addressed. And I did see on a mailer I got from Reed, we can't arrest our way out of a problem. I disagree. Yes, we can. Let's make sure we have plenty of jail space for
everybody.
It's
got to start somewhere.
because until they take seriously that we're not going to put up with it. Mike.
Hey, Greg, ladies, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mike.
I heard you talking about the school system and things like that. I just want to kind of, my point of view about this, and I think what the ladies were talking about was 100% on point about something. And if we don't wake up and recognize that all these issues that we're having in our schools, and it tends to be the high schools that's getting a lot of the publicity because of the age of the kids, the severity of the crime, but what they're not understanding is these issues are happening long before these kids get to high school.
Right.
If you look at the failing school record, every one of the schools in the Montgomery area are also part of the failing schools, or the elementary and the middle schools too. These problems have been existing ever since they've been in elementary and middle, and just keeps pushing up. That's what's happening.
Mike, so I appreciate it. We're just tight for time, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome, Mike. And Randy, you got about a minute.
Oh, okay, good. Gentlemen, I wanted you to...
Pardon?
I think we lost him.
That is sad. We are out of time for this hour. David Wood should be here. Izzy is going to be, she's interning again today. Maybe we should make her the greeter for the mayor.
The greeter.
The mayor. I'm calling him that already. Still got to win the election. And by the way, we cannot complain after election day if we all sat on our butts and didn't go vote.
Yeah, regardless of who you're going to vote for, get out and vote.
I think anybody can win this election if there's voter turnout. And if there's not, if we end up looking at an election that's decided by 1/3 of the eligible voters, we deserve...
get out and vote.
We deserve what we get. Traffic time, 350 AC, bomb hours tonight.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Well, we are picking up some steam this afternoon as we head towards 4 o'clock. We have traffic building on I-85 outbound from Montgomery, also 65 south and northbound out of Montgomery this afternoon. The boulevard is busy but accident-free, and so is 231 all the way to Wetumpka. Highway 31 out of Montgomery to Prattville is looking good, too, this afternoon. Let's keep up the good work out there. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.